breaking news until they kick us out. Episode 5.5. This is your Manassas News. Simone Reddington, Nikki France, until they kick us out.
This is weird.
Episode 5.5.
Not 5.5, John. Yeah.
Five and a half. But why?
Why are we here? It's going to be that episode. The political one, the sticky one, the one that doesn't.
The one they've all been waiting
for. But damn, the one swimming around in my head. It has to happen.
Well,
we're here.
And to be fair, this is kind of why we started it, was over some controversial things in the city. And from the first episode, you might all remember, like Simone and I said, that we started this because we want the best things for our town. We do have very different opinions. We're two very different people, but we want to bring you both of those.
Yeah.
We've had 5 episodes, nothing but positive feedback. We have a sponsor.
And plenty of TJ Entertainment.
Plenty of interest for more. But our one sponsor, I can tell you, JJ DJ Entertainment, Virginia's premier wedding DJs. Do not let your wedding day be ruined by some boring
crap
DJ that has no one
budget
on the dance floor. JJ DJ works with couples from start to finish, creating the perfect timeline to keep your big day flowing smoothly. And he did tell me a moment ago, we were talking, and he wants everyone to know that he will service all couples, very LGBT, also inclusive. And I think that's important to know, because honestly, I have a lot of people ask.
And John's just a good guy.
Hands down, great guy. But a lot of people do ask me, they're like, you know, are you guys working with only certain vendors or only certain whatever? But I'm going to tell you what, it's something to know.
Yeah.
Your guests can get what they've really been waiting for, hitting the open bar and then dancing the night away.
Yeah, having a kick-ass time.
JJ DJ Entertainment. We love you, John. We have a group chat with John.
I think it's crazy that's even a question that you have to see if the vendors are even okay. It's surreal to me.
Yeah, huge question. Also, real quick, is your mic on? Remember last time?
It is now. Yeah. It's recording. Yeah, I got it this time.
Fantastico. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Sometimes Simone and I agree on things. Sometimes we don't. I think it's beautiful when we do, because we have such different like walks of life. And that's what brought us together in order to do this. You know, we've had a great time talking about all these wonderful things, telling you about events, telling you about fun things to do. But we were having a conversation the other day and Simone said, you know, there are some things that I feel like I'm sitting on my hands. I feel like I'm not saying everything that I'm ready to say. And she said to me, like, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, like, I don't want to do this with you if you're not saying really.
Yeah,
what the main...
I felt like I got to a point where this opportunity has presented itself. And if I don't use it to benefit our town, mm-hmm. to make a difference, I will I'll regret it forever.
Yeah. And so we're 5 episodes in. We're finding our footing. We named it Until They Kick Us Out. Well, you named it Until They Kick Us Out for a reason.
Because maybe I knew what was coming.
There might be controversial things, but this, so everyone knows, is a safe space, bottom line, for me and Simone. And this is where, you know, we are safe to say these things. And if you have any feedback for anything that we say, please keep it constructive, you know, message us, talk to us, but please keep it constructive. Today, we're going to do a little bit of a different format. I'm going to hand it over to Simone and I'm going to sit back and let her talk and make her points. And then we will bounce back and forth afterwards. But I want her to speak, get everything off her chest. She's been compiling information about the reason that we're here for 5.5 for the last 36 hours. I don't think she's hardly slept. She's worked so hard. She's worked so hard. I'm so proud of her. And with that being said, I'm going to sit back.
Take your glasses off. Yeah. You have a drink. Get
comfy. I do. babe, did you bring my wine? Courtney's here. Anyway, hand it over to Simone.
Yeah, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to really lay it out there. Because if you have been in my orbit over the past year, you have heard me spew all of the things that have gotten under my skin that are okay, let me get back up. For the first time we've been in our house, I was wrong, it's not 20 years, we're 19 years. Been in my house for 19 years. Grew up here, I was born here, raised here. My roots are strong right here in Manassas. For the very first time ever, I turned to Mitch my wonderful husband, who has built the most beautiful home for me, for our family, and said, would you move? And he was like, yeah, I'd move. And then I was pissed off. I was like, what? Wait a minute. What? If I'm moving, I want to move because something's better. I don't want to move because I'm not digging my town anymore. So it kind of, in my brain, I was like, what is wrong with the town? Like, what am I unhappy about with 2024 Manassas versus 2018 Manassas? Crime has gone up. Our taxes have gone up. I'm seeing great things happen within Manassas, but I'm really not feeling the support and I'm disappointed in my local government. End of story. I mean, things are falling through the cracks. I'm seeing things out on the street that should be taken care of. I shouldn't be the one to be pointing out broken this or busted light bulbs. There should be a crew coming through, taking care of those things. And I know that's very, it's kind of petty to say, but like, you know, take care of shit. We're paying for it. The past 4 years, it's been different. I've always known our mayors. I've always, not on a personal level, it's like, you know, you see them walking down the street and they're, hey, how are you? You know, how's it going? And, you know, we chat and we catch up. And I'm just going to say it. I don't like our current mayor. I'm not happy with, I did not vote for her. I'm not happy with the direction our town is going in. And I do want to say this. This is my personal opinion. This is not the opinion of the Salisbury Center. This is not the opinion of Nikki. It's not the opinion of John. But this is what I feel in my heart. And it may look like I'm bashing Manassas in this minute, but I am. I'm from this town. I don't recognize it. It upsets me. It makes me sad. I went to a lunch with the mayor event back in the beginning of August. And I may have gone, yes, because I really wanted to see who the players were on the whole color scandal that you can't use pink and green because it was just so absurd. So, I did. I put on pink and green Lily Pulitzer and marched right on into the museum. And it was a really nice lunch. Like, there was great conversation, very healthy. We were talking about data centers, the future of data centers within the city of Manassas, the school system. It was just a very productive lunch. Oh, I don't have a pen. Sorry. There's one in my bag right behind you. It was a very productive lunch. However, a very productive conversation. At the end of the, sorry, there's darts. Somebody's throwing darts. At the end of the conversation, I got up and it was like 4 8-foot tables in a square. And I got up and I walked around the tables across the room to say thank you to the mayor for hosting such a lovely event. She wasn't looking at me, so I kind of put my hand on her arm to get her to, and she looked over her shoulder and I said, I just want to thank you so much. This has been a great event. Thank you for being so welcoming. And, I learned so much. And she said, this is exactly what she said to me. Huh. I've seen your Facebook posts, future mayor. And she turned her back on me because every Facebook post that I've been making is for this future mayor that I believe in. I believe in her vision for the city. I believe in her wanting to unite us. The mayor of our town to treat me like that, and I'm nobody, like, but I'm a human being. I stood there like a fucking idiot with my hand out. Like, you know, in Dirty Dancing where baby's dancing mm-hmm, with Johnny and she's mm-hmm. like, and then she turns around and then nobody's there. That's what I felt like.
Yeah.
And she did that to me. And
like not as cool at all.
No, it's not cool. It was gross. Yeah. A mayor of our town? So, I mean, take that story for what it is. But that it's not a secondhand experience. That's my personal experience with the mayor of our town. And so if that's how she can treat me as just like a, you know, random citizen that shows up to a lunch, what is going on within our government? We don't have a city manager. Doug Keen is our interim city manager. And I'm going to say this right now, mark my words. We owe a lot to Doug Keen. He has stepped up and taken over the city manager position, and he's doing the best he damn can. He called me yesterday, and after my I left a nasty Facebook post, or I made a nasty, there were many middle fingers. There was cussing. I mean, I'm mad as a hornet. So Doug Keen has done a lot. He's trying his best to keep the communication lines open. But what does that say that we can't hire a city manager in a year? You know, he's our police chief. He wants to go back to policing. I do think that it's very difficult for him to be able to separate himself from that police chief role that is embedded. I mean, it's in his heart. It's in his blood. He is a first responder. That's what he's done. He's doing a great job trying to keep this city together. But we don't have, nobody wants to be our city manager because people don't want to work with our mayor. I said it. It's my opinion. I mean, and I'm pissed over it. I'm pissed that more people aren't involved. More people aren't caring. So many people sit on their ass on Facebook making comments and this and that, this and that. You know what? Get your checkbook out and write a check. This team is who you want to get behind. And I'm not doing this. I'm not a political person. I could give two shits. I care about this town. I may look like I'm bashing it, but that's because I care enough to stick my neck out and say things are fucked up. I'm sick of it. Mm-hmm. I'm done. Mm-hmm. A glaring picture of what is going on within this city is what happened on First Friday. Today's Sunday. First Friday was two nights ago. It was weird leading up to First Friday. We've touched on past episodes, the Restaurant Coalition, how the restaurants wanted to come together and close early because they just didn't feel like things were under control. And I'll admit, at first glance, I was like, man, good on our restaurants, good on our business, local business owners. Again, they're my friends, they're my neighbors. Good on them for making the decision. But then I'm sitting there and there was some Facebook post announcement saying, hey, there's going to be a change to First Friday. Instead of being open until 2 a.m, we'll be open at till 12. Last call is going to be at 11:40. And I shared that because I wanted people to know. But then I saw a comment from our mayor on one of the restaurant's pages, and it said, thank you. We want First Friday to continue to be a great time of community fun. Great way to lead the way by setting an example. This is our home, and we have to take care of it so we can keep enjoying. Are you fucking kidding me? Is that a joke? This is your town. Run shit. Take care of the people that are selling food. Take care of the people that have shops. You know what they did? The city came in at 4:40 on Friday afternoon, 20 minutes before First Friday is to commence at 5 o'clock. And they pulled down the occupancy permits off the wall, the current ones, and were replacing them, cutting their occupancy amounts at 4:40 on Friday. I mean, now, it doesn't take many brain cells to really see what's going on. And, you know, Chief Keen tried to assure me. And if you talk to people, you know, they're trying to say, oh, it wasn't intentional. It wasn't intentional bullshit. What office anywhere does business at 4:40 on a Friday? We are a small town. What happened to that? You can't tell me that whoever's desk that these occupancy permits were on, they couldn't have said, oh, let me give this to them. You know, this is coming up tomorrow. Let me give this to them. You couldn't say, oh, let's put this over here. We'll take care of this on Monday. Mm-hmm. That was awful. It was rude and it was disgusting. Not only did they come in there and change the certificates, but they had the prior information that they had was from like 2014, 2015. A lot of our buildings have had renovations. They have outdoor spaces. I mean, if you're going to come in and make a play like that, get your shit together.
So they were using outdated.
They were using outdated stuff and didn't even realize it until the numbers weren't lining up. And I will say, you know, this isn't a bash on the fire department. because the fire department's doing their job. The fire marshal, deputy fire, they're doing their jobs. This is what they've been instructed. But I want to know who put that play in motion. It was wrong. It was disgusting. It was dirty. And it kind of set the tone for First Friday overall. Restaurant owners were worked up. I was out there just trying to, you know, get information and just try to figure out what the hell's going on. It was, First Friday sucked. It sucked. There weren't a lot of people out. Like I said, restaurant owners were worked up over this. There was lots of yelling. I mean, the emotions ran so high. And, you know, I was trying to still have a good time. And we were running around having a good time. Yeah. But it was just eating at you, yeah, knowing what was going on behind the scenes. So you ended up leaving earlier.
I do work a full-time job. I had to work the next morning, just so everyone knows.
I, however, do not have a job. And I'm fortunate. I'm blessed enough that
everybody works on weekends, too.
Yeah, and I can just walk the streets. Yeah. And I can tell you the amount of mileage I put in walking around on First Friday. At one point, I went home and I put my pajamas on because my feet hurt and I just, you know, needed to kind of regroup. And so I went back out at 11:40 because that's in all of the, you know, documentation. It had said, you know, that last call was going to be 11:40. And so I walked around trying to see, you know, what the response is going to be from the crowd, how the business owners, restaurant owners are going to handle it, the cops. I really wanted to see the whole thing.
I don't want to interrupt you too hard, but I do. Yeah. I'm going to ask you this because so last call for outside drinks
was like 11:20.
No, the last call for outside drinks is like right before 9 or right before 10 p.m.
Oh,
it's like, so we were sitting.
Oh, that's right. I remember
the
that.
DJ. Yeah. And he was like, the last call for your outdoor drinks is X amount of time.
Yeah.
And then the last call for inside the bars was going to be. At 11:40.
I was interested in seeing what happened like closer to closing.
But what I interrupted you for is I want you to tell me if you felt like the last call for drinks in the streets really worked.
No,
exactly.
I feel like
you're going to get to
anything,
this. I just want to point
no,
that out.
No, yeah. I really wasn't because the drinking, I don't drink. So right. I just really was hyper focused on the crowd and just what was going to unfold.
Yeah. And but did you see people drinking in the streets between 10 and midnight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
So they are not enforcing.
To me, I thought that was more of like they weren't going to sell it. So pull in your outdoor bars, pull in your, you know, all of that because I still saw people, you know, the Dora is, I think it's supposed to be over at 10.
Yes.
But that's, that. I will get to that because that's a big, huge issue. It's a disconnect. It's was never, no one's planning it. And I mean, since we're talking about it, I might as well say it. Like the city invites all of these people in. And they're like, have a good time. It's First Friday, but it's over at 10. And then they open up the street and they wash their hands of it. Well, you've invited all of these people in. They're looking for stuff to do. You're taking the band off the street. The city, HMI, they're inviting all of these people in. And then the city essentially is closing their doors at 10:30. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening. Yeah. And then they put it on the restaurant owners and they say, you know, well, we don't want you dumping all of these, you know, people that have been drinking for 8 hours out on the street. I'm sorry. You invited them here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And like, then you gave them nothing to do.
Yeah. And then gave them nothing to do. You closed the street. Yeah. You're yelling. And that, if you came to First Friday, I want to apologize on behalf of the city of Manassas. You were treated disrespectfully. The whole thing was a shit show and it was a mess.
What did you see?
I walked over at, it was like, well, actually this was before the restaurants even closed. This must have been right after you left because the bands, the HMI had met with the bands and the business owners prior to First Friday starting, so like around 4 or 5, and said, we are having a hard stop in the street at 10. Bands are going to be done. This is going to be done, blah, 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 blah. Everybody said, cool, we understand. as I'm walking around at now, so this, we're backtracking because this was earlier before everything shut down. I was walking around and Jagged Edge was like mid song. And I was standing there with Antonio, who had just, you know, started shutting down things at Mariachi's. And you can just tell there's like some shit going on. And I'm trying, the band's raging. I took a picture of the crowd in the street, just massive, all the way down like past Lemonade Bakery, people having a blast. Those cops were threatening to cut the band, or they didn't pull the plug, but the band stopped. Blaine got up there and said, look, you know, they're opening the streets. Everybody needs to go somewhere. You need to find somewhere to go. And the cops came through and started screaming at everybody to get out of the streets. They like formed a line and just scream. It was rude. It was, you know, these are people who less than 60 seconds ago were just dancing. You know, like yeah. I said to Doug Keene, what was the rush to open the streets? And he told me that the highest ranking official on site has the discretion to keep the streets open a little longer. That's what I'm going to. Like, we're a small town. You can't tell me that you can't keep the fucking street open for another 15 fucking minutes. Mm-hmm. It pissed me off. Mm-hmm. The rush to open the streets. So then people are in the streets, they're trying to figure out where to go. It's confusion. I go home. I come back a little while later because I want to see what's going on. I want to see how many people are still out in the streets drinking, which everybody, you know, everybody was. The cops then start going around and making sure everybody's starting to do last call. They're closing up shop. And I walk around West Street. And it's like 11:50 or so. And I see every cop over by Chris Sellers. And I'll say that. I don't think he'll mind saying my name. He was very, very, very upset. So I walk over and the cops are all around Chris and he's yelling. And, you know, it's super high, very emotional. And I'm standing up against the wall and I'm watching Harris Pavilion. And I'm watching. And I see people with beer bottles, and I see people smoking blunts, and I see people, I mean, playing loud music. Oh, no cops. Now, I was told that Chief Keene, or I was told by Chief Keene that two arrests were made in the 25 minutes I was standing there. I mean, it was scary. But I was interested. I wanted to see with my own eyes so I could come here and tell my neighbors and my friends and all the people that have found their way to this podcast. Although, you know what? It's almost like you can say, insert the name of your city here. You know, like we've got to start speaking up. We've got to start saying things. Walking around Harris Pavilion, people smoking weed, drinking out of bottles. The cops are so focused on our businesses in town and Chris Sellers. Who's over at 7-Eleven watching the people buying booze and walking directly from 7-Eleven to Harris Pavilion? I almost said Harris Teeter to Correct. Harris Pavilion. No cops. No cops. You are going to go in and harass these businesses that are trying to do their best with the people that you brought into this freaking town. Yet you're going for the, you know, I'll say it. God damn it. That should be the name of this episode. I'll say it. The police were going for the easy targets. It's the world we live in now. Are the police going over there to Harris Pavilion? No. You know why? Because there's some guy over there who hates the police, hates Amy Ashworth, and he tries to encourage people to act up and act out, and because he wants the cops to come over, he wants to videotape it. So what do we do with that? Do we go out with bigger cameras and say, hey, this is what's happening? Because this is what's happening. It's not fair. I mean, it was disgusting. That's right down the street from my house at midnight. And here I am watching the cops yell at people to get out of the street. They wouldn't even have to fucking say that if they just kept the street closed. How hard is that? How hard is that? You invite all these people and then you kick them out of your house, expect your neighbors to take care of them, and then admonish them for doing their business, mm-hmm. for having a business and serving people alcohol. I mean, I know bartenders. I know the owners of these restaurants. They are not out to overserve. They are not out to create to give a bad look to their business. Why would they do that? Why would they put that on the line? It's not my fault. It's not their fault that there are stupid motherfuckers that'll come in and drink and do something stupid, like try to jump on a train or jump out in front of a car or fight somebody. Issue citations. Issue tickets. Somebody told me a story. He witnessed two guys jumping another guy in the street. Flag down cops. Now, I mean, this is not just a hearsay. This is a very reliable person. Flag down the cops. The cops, you know, looked around. They said, well, what are we supposed to do? We can't, you know, the kid doesn't want to press charges and blah, 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 blah. And so they went on about their way. Those two guys went into a bar, continued to drink. Guy who got jumped came back with his friends. And it was an all-out brawl right down the street from the house. What if those guys left and came back with a gun? Yeah. What are we going to do? We're going to blame it on the gun. Right. We need gun control. We need people control. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. So is it our mayor? Is it, I started to talk about Chief Keene because he is the only person, you know, I sit here and make a Facebook post with 9 million middle fingers mm-hmm. and I cussed a lot and I really told it to the town. And you know what? He called me. He wants to talk this out. He wants to fix things. And we should be freaking grateful for that, mm-hmm. that we have someone on the inside. We all need to talk. We all need to communicate. And Chief Keene suggested that, you know, he really wants to have all of the business owners, all of the restaurant owners come to the table and with their own vision of what they want First Friday to be. I propose I want it for what this town should be, but let's focus on First Friday. Do we want it to be a big party? Do we want it to be a more family-friendly event that it started as? Mm-hmm. I mean, we all need to agree on a vision. We all need to then decide what the proper plan of action is and how to execute that decision. Because we're sure as shit not going to get anywhere going how we are now. I mean, it's people going back and forth, and then it's all the Facebook, which I contributed to that. I contributed with my Facebook post, but I'm emotional. This is how things are getting done now. Social media, people like to poop on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all the things, but we need more unification. We need better communication. I've gotten a lot of bad feedback on people that are in positions in our town, paid positions. Mark Olson and Patrick Small, I'm trying desperately, guys, to get behind you, but people tell me about you bad-mouthing businesses in our town. I mean, Patrick Small's with the City of Economic Development, and I'd really hope that he reaches out and defends himself. I hate that we're in a world that we live in where he should do that, but I'm calling you out. There's a lot of business owners. I talked with Chief Keene yesterday. I sat and talked with 5 different business owners, I think. I had interactions with some fire department members. So I talked a lot. This is all information personally in my brain that is floating around, and I want to fix it. Like I said, I'm dumb enough to stick my neck out here because I believe in this town. Because I believe that we may never get back to what we want. And we might not want to be, you know, Manassas 2004. But I want us to be the best damn Manassas 2024 mm-hmm. and from now on that we can. And it's not going to be with the people we have in place. I hate to say it. It's not going to be. And that's not because I think Cheyenne is she's a mom. She's a business owner. She's a successful business owner. I believe in her because what makes me believe in her even more is because I can't believe in what I have going on right now. So give it to me. Show me what you can do. I think that it's sad that so many people feel so loyal to their party that they're willing to say, I love what Manassas is right now. Vote for our current mayor. Vote for, you know, I'm going to say it, Mark Wolf. Mark Wolf has been on city council since 2010. He has jumped parties. He has filed for personal bankruptcy. He's also, with my own eyes, he was on a scandalous list many years ago. Why is he on our city council? Why is this man making decisions with my money, with your money, with all of our money? Why is that even allowed? Why is that encouraged? Put him in office again. Stop it. Stop doing that. God, people, wake up. These are people that we are electing to make decisions with our money, that they are taxing the shit out of us. What do we have to show?
I believe there's a concrete slab in the middle of town that has some gates around it.
And some dandelions.
I'm so glad they bought that, though, I will say.
Well, and see, that's the hard thing, is you want to be so happy that they are taking the initiative, you know, to beautify downtown.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
But, you know, it was interesting when I went to lunch with the mayor, we were talking about the Mathis Avenue corridor. And she said, well, you know, I'd like to hire a housing, I don't even know, I'll say housing
developer?
Expert, like a housing person that's like a person that can come in and be like, what would be the best of this space? And I'm like, why don't we have that person on staff? Why is that person not already here when we're spending that money? Like this past June, Chinese delegation came over. I mean, what are we getting out of it? What are they teaching us? We took them to Sinistrol, awesome place. And they learned about, and Sinistrol and I think Woo's Garden. They took them to Woo's Garden. That's embarrassing.
No, they didn't.
They did. I'm like, the new Woo's Garden. The old Woo's Garden was awesome.
I'm going to go. Like, if I'm going to take them. They did not take them to Woo's Garden. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I get it. That's a program that's been in place for many, many, many years. And I don't think we've hosted them since before COVID, China virus. And here we are, 2024. Come on down. Let's all hang. I don't know. I'm questioning our government. I encourage everybody else to question our government. I encourage everybody to follow all of the different branches of our government, including the mayor, on Facebook and see the events and see their posts. Like, our mayor is a professional event attender. That's what she is. You know, I she can rattle off facts. She can read the sheets that they put in front of her. But come on, people, wake up, wake up. I don't mean to be so yelly. I just realized how worked up I am. But if you've been in my orbit for the past year, this is where I'm living. And when we jokingly kind of thought, like, oh, let's start a podcast, I was like, I'm going to get it all out. And then, you know, we're having so much fun. I don't want to talk about this shit.
Well, that's why this is episode 5.5.
And I'm sorry for all the cussing.
Special supplemental episode.
Yeah, 5.5. So,
where is the delegation from, like, Ethiopia or like Norway?
Well, you want to know what's weird?
Here?
Like, they put out a press release and they said they were like that this Chinese delegation was traveling from somewhere in Canada to Chicago to Manassas to Mexico City. One of these is not like the other. I don't know what to make of it. I mean, they came out with the press releases. They're really proud. So, I mean, but what do you do? Like, who's going over to China? We're exchanging information. Who's going
to
go?
Well,
who's
our group? Podcast has been invited to go to China.
Well, maybe we can get some good ass Chinese food.
Yeah, not here. God, they did not take them to Woo's Garden. I'm going to die in a grave.
So, I mean, I don't have to go do a deep dive into all the things that I have on here, because I really think I got all of my bullet points out. And I don't mean to be yelly. I don't mean to be negative. But if we're gonna put it in this episode, then that's what you're going to get, because that's the feelings it stirs up in me. I'm watching my friends struggle to keep their businesses open. You know, right now there's a huge event on Manassas Museum lawn. Huge. There's tons of people. I did a walk around. Do you know how many people are in our restaurants? Like four. All the people are coming to these events. There's food trucks out the ass. There's options galore. Like, somebody needs to sit back and make a decision. Like, are we going to have events that we want to bring people in into our town that are going to then walk around and spend money in our stores and spend money in our restaurants and want to come back? Or are we just inviting people to the Manassas Museum to hang out on the lawn and get something from a food truck and go on about their business? They're not seeing our town. And that was another thing I've noticed about First Fridays. We've really lost the drive to push traffic into the stores. Like, every First Friday, the store should be equally as important as the restaurants. There used to be like a scavenger hunt or like a stamp thing, or, you know, you can go to each place and get, and a lot of people participated in that. I don't see anything like that going on right now. But I also know, and this is what I'll say, HMI is terribly understaffed. Kristen flat out said, she was like, I can't keep up with the themes, you know, this and that. Like, it's overwhelming. And we as a city need to sit back and say, okay, it's overwhelming. Let's fix it. We can't keep saying, oh, let's wait till this meeting, or, oh, we need more funds, or, oh, we need, fix it. Meet at the table tomorrow. Come to my house. Come. I got plenty of tables.
It's a gorgeous porch.
I mean, just sit down, figure it out. We are a small town. Start acting like it.